Good morning, and welcome to Dr. Inge's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Matthew 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with us as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves. And this morning I'd like to welcome especially Gemma, who's joining our Sunday Soul community for the first time. So this morning I'd like for us to go into a deeper exploration of that wonderful prayer I shared in the New Year's Day Meditation by Debbie Ford. And I thought that we would take it piece by piece each week and really excavate the meaning of what she was sharing with us and how we apply it in our lives. She asks, "Dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am." So this morning, we are going to be examining who I am and what I am. You know that here on the Sunday Soul Connection, we take those two words very seriously. For we know that when Moses, and actually let's kick off with our sacred text, and that will set the scene. Our sacred text comes from Exodus 3:13-14. Let me just set the scene. We know that Moses has escaped from Egypt, having killed an Egyptian member of the army, and he's now hiding in the desert in Sinai, where he is looking after the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro. And he goes into the desert and he sees this bush burning. And from the bush, the voice is speaking to him. So, verse 13. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me." So we know always that I am is the name of God. I am is that name of God in us as us. And when Debbie asks, "May I know who I am and what I am?" The who is the identity. We are all really needing to remember who we are. we always think of the I Am as the position we are, the relationship that we are, the identity that we are. We think of ourselves in those terms, the human terms. But the who I am that we really need to be identifying with is that of our spiritual self, as opposed to that of our little individual self, the egoic I. We need to be identifying ourselves as the I Am, the Christ, the God in us as us. We know that God created us in His own image and likeness. We could say that God created us in the I Am image and likeness of itself. You see, we need to keep remembering that within us is the Spirit, the unconditional, the unlimited presence of God, to which we have access to the unborn possibility of limitless life inside of us. That is a huge chunk of something to get your head round. That you have an unlimited access to unlimited possibilities of limitless life. We are so used to living in limiting thoughts, limiting ideas, limiting beliefs, that we have forgotten that there is a limitless life of God in us. And in that limitless life of God in us is limitless possibilities of who we can be. So who I am as a child of God is that which is aligned with this limitless possibility in this limitless life that is Spirit, that is God, that is the I Am of our being. It is why I've shared on previous Sunday Souls, it is important what you attach to your I Am. Because what you are attaching to your I Am, the name of God that is you, in you, as you, you are calling forth that limitless power to be. We know that God is no respecter of persons, and we know that by our words we are justified and by our words we are condemned. So when we are attaching that which is limited, negative, or destructive to I Am, we are calling forth that limitless power into whatever that limiting word that we have attached to it to be. So when you are saying, I am sick, I am broke, I am depressed, I am fed up, you are taking that limitless power that is within you, attaching it to the name of God and saying that God in you, as you, is broke, is fed up, is depressed. Now we know that the energy of God, the life of God, the Spirit of God, is neutral. It does not decide for us that what we are calling forth is wrong. Like water or electricity, it's how we use and direct it as to how it will perform. As I've often reminded you, you can use electricity to light your house, heat your house, or you can put your hands in it and you can electrocute yourself. It's the same with water. You can use it to drink and quench your thirst and bathe in and cleanse yourself, or you can use it and drown it. Now, water or electricity is not bad. It's the application, the use or the misuse of it to how you have applied, which will make it good or bad. The same it is for the using the limitless power of God that is in you as you. If you want to use that same power to call forth your good and use your word correctly, you will experience as you have spoken. But if you choose to use the identity of God in you as you, mistakenly, wrongly, or lazily, you will experience that as well. People are fond of blaming God for their misfortunes or their mistakes or their mishaps. But we have been given the power to choose. We have been given free will. We have been given the ability to direct or misdirect that power that is within us. When Debbie Ford asked, "May I know who I am?" This is the reminder she is seeking, that may she not forget her identity as the child of God. May she not forget that she has limitless unborn possibilities for which she can take up. When we understand the who I am, we understand that just like there are waves in the ocean, we too are a part of the great creation of life. We could say that we are a wave in the ocean of life. We are a part of the totality that is spirit, that is God. My beloved, we get so caught up in our humanness. We get so caught up in our ego. We get so caught up in our limited personality that we forget our individuality that is God. That is the spirit that is limitless, that is the unknowable, that is right where we are. The second part of Debbie's request is that she knows what I am. She says, "May I know who I am and what I am." So the what is the quality. It's the expression of how God is in us as us. We, in our human egoic terms, tend to think of the what as either our gender or our occupation or our religion. You know, what are you? I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm an engineer, I'm a plumber, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm an atheist. These are how we tend to think of as the what. But I would like to invite you to think of the what as the quality, as the eachness within the allness that is our God-given life and quality. I love James Dillett Freeman, whose poem I Am There I have shared many a time, because in it it states clearly the what. It says, "I am the love that is the Lord's fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am oneness. I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to." And then reminded, "I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you." These are the qualities of God. These are the qualities that is eternally present right where we are. When we recognize that God, who is an ever-present help in our time of trouble, as the psalmist says, is perfect right where we are, that it exists right where we are, that it's occupying the space that is us right where we are, that it abides and continues to abide in us as us. Beloved, the what I am is the expression of all that God is, the God that never changes, the God that is the eternal, effortless, limitless power that flows through the universe and that is flowing right through us as us. We forget as we navigate this thing called life in this human form that we are not just a human being, but we are spiritual beings, that we are endowed with power, that we are endowed with the spirit of life itself, that we are endowed with greatness. For our teacher and way-sharer told us that we were all sons and daughters, kings and queens of the Most High God. The Most High God and the innermost God are one. Beloved, the who I am and the what I am, and whatever names and labels and adjectives we attach to it, is who we are calling forth as our identity. My poem that I would like to share with you, and you're going to get two doses of Rumi today. Rumi says, I once had 1,000 desires, but in my one desire to know you, all else melted away. The pure essence of your being has taken over my heart and soul. Now there is no second or third, only the sound of your sweet cry. Through your grace, I have found a treasure within myself. I have found the truth of the unseen world. I have come upon the eternal ecstasy. I have gone beyond the ravages of time. I have become one with you. Now my heart sings. I am the soul of the world. You know that Rumi truly got and understood his relation and connection to the ground of being. So I want to share a couple of short stories with you. The importance of a name. The first is Brad's Drink, also known as Pepsi. Caleb Davis Bradham created a beverage comprised of a carbonated water, sugar, vanilla, rare oil, and cola nuts, and named it Brad's Drink. It didn't have much success until Caleb decided a name change was in order. He believed his drink aided digestion and changed the name to Pepsi, taken from the word dyspepsia, meaning indigestion. Our second is Bourbon, also known as Instagram. Kevin Fishdrum loved Kentucky whiskeys so much that he named his location-based app, based on the popular Foursquare app, after his favorite alcohol. The app went in a new direction when Kevin saw users weren't using the app for its original purpose, checking interfaces, but for sharing photos. He decided on an alternative name for the app that was better reflected what users were doing it, calling it Instagram. The third, Backrub, also known as Google. Larry Page and Sergey Brin named their company Backrub, which was based on the way it analyzed the internet's backlinks to rank the relevance of websites. Not happy with the name, Page held a brainstorming session with Stanford University grad students, where they landed on the word Googleplex, one of the largest describable numbers, a 1 followed by 100 zeros. In a fortuitous twist, the student who suggested the name spelled Google, G-O-G-O-G-O-L, wrong. But even spelled incorrectly, Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, just works. Can you imagine asking someone to back rub an answer for you? And my final little story that I want to share. Kadabra, also known as Amazon. Jeff Bezos wanted to call his company Kadabra, as in abracadabra. When he told his lawyer, the lawyer misheard the word as cadaver and advised him against it, wisely thinking that dead bodies wouldn't be a pleasant vision for customers. Jeff's next choice was relentless, and he went as far as registering the name and domain. This time, it was his colleagues who told him that the name was too brutal, So he went with his third choice, Amazon. He chose the Amazon because it was the world's longest river, and he wanted the Earth's biggest bookstore, and he wanted it to be the Earth's biggest bookstore. He also wanted to appear at the beginning of the listings, the website listings, which were often in alphabetical order back then. If you visit relentless.com, it will direct you to the Amazon website. Each of those short stories recognized the importance of the name that they were using. Each of them are very successful in their own way. So it's important the name that you attach to your I am. I am healthy. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am delightful. In the days when we were allowed together and I would hold my monthly reminder sessions, I would have the people that had joined me do our I ams. For every letter of the alphabet, to find a positive word to attach to your I am. I'm not sure if any of them are still doing it, but I do. If I'm sitting in traffic, I'll look at the number plate and find a positive word for the last three letters. It is important. I cannot emphasize enough to be conscious, to be aware, to be mindful of how you use your I am. As Debbie Ford says, may I know each day who I am and what I am. My science of mind reading is entitled Team Up with Spirit. The first quote comes from Emmett Fox, who says, whatever enters your life is but the material expression of some belief in your own mind. The kind of body you have, the kind of home you have, the kind of work you do, the kind of people you meet, are all conditioned by and correspond to the deepest mental concept you hold. And it comes from a creative mindset. We have within us a power that is greater than anything we shall ever contact in the outer. A power that can overcome every obstacle in our life and set us safe, satisfied, and at peace, healed and prosperous, in a new light and a new life. The author writes, Marianne Williamson says, you can let the same force that makes flowers grow and planets move run your life, or you can do it yourself. Most of the time, that sounds like a pretty easy choice to make. But I'm sure we have all at times when we decided to go it alone and later realized we had made a big mistake. When we invite God into our lives, everything changes. We have a power working for us in ways we cannot imagine. And all we have to do is say, okay, I'm ready to team up. Joel Goldsmith wrote that to him, the most comforting passage in the Bible was, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. We don't find peace when we look for it externally. Every issue in our life is determined by our consciousness. When we do our inner work, we become a conscious partner in our conscious evolution. All we could ever want is right where we are. We simply need to accept it. Accepting is mental. Spirit has no limitations. We may have a consciousness of lack and limitation, and therefore expect those conditions. But that's on us. So why not begin trusting in Spirit today, and seeing what changes in your life?
one day at a time. As Jack Canfield writes, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just the first step.
My beloved, each day, remind yourself of the who and the what I am. The limitless, unconditional, full possibilities of God in you as you. If you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and go within and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. I'm going to take in three deep breaths. Inhale. Extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm. And take in this life-giving breath of God. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has filled me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Your attention into your heart, and if it helps, rest your hand there. Feel this heart pumping, the life-giving, energizing blood around your body. And take a moment just to acknowledge with gratitude the work that your heart does, without you thinking about it or directing it. And now breathe in love. And breathe out cruelty. Say to yourself as you breathe in joy. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, I breathe out impatience. Place your hand round on your kidneys, which is at your back, lower back. Take a moment and acknowledge the work of the kidneys, how it eliminates the toxic substances out of your body. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now place your attention on your liver. Place your hand on the right side of your body, just under your rib cage. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that your liver does as it detoxifies the blood and combats infections. And just be grateful. And just love your liver.
of gratitude. Now when you inhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in kindness. As you exhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in generosity. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your heart on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that your lungs do as it brings in the air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen around into your bloodstream. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in righteousness. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Now place your hand on your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that your stomach does. How grateful you are for how it stores and mixes and breaks down the food that you eat. So inhale and say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in fairness. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out worry. Let's take a moment to be grateful for our body temples and all the various systems, our nervous system, our muscular and respiratory systems, our endocrine and immune and cardiovascular systems, our urinary and intergenitary, our reproductive and digestive systems. And now say to yourself, the divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Take a deep breath in. And now take a moment to hold in your mind's eye that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience in this coming week. As you are imagining it, the imagining of it, in your mind's eye, always re-add what it feels like. For each of us it will be different. So take a moment to see what you want, how you want to be in this coming week.
take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the limitless power, the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present, at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the source of all of life, as we consciously come into your presence, to commune with you, to acknowledge the who I am and the what I am, as the children of the Most High God. May we remember to only use our I am in ways that are positive, constructive, and favorable to that which we wish to express, so that we may express the health, the wholeness, the peace, the joy, the love that is the what I am as children of the Most High God. May we remember whenever we start to attach that which is negative, limiting, or destructive to our I am nature, that something within us reminds us and pulls us back to the remembrance, I am that I am. May we remember the teachings of our beloved teacher who said, by your word you are justified, by your word you are condemned. So let our words always be in alignment with the highest and the best for ourselves, the highest and the best for our loved ones, the highest and the best for our world. Divine Mother, Father, God, you who are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, that which is, was, and yet to come. As we surrender our thoughts, our fears, our worries, our concerns to you, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask. So for our each and individual need, want, or desire, for those that we would ask for our friends and family, for our country, and for our world, we know that you who are beyond the fullest comprehension, you who are the unknowable, you who are infinite and everywhere present, know what to do and how to do it. So for the world's need, for our need, we leave it on the throne of grace now. For your infinite blessings, your endless mercies, your eternal blessings, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers, and affirm out loud, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me,
Today,
I open myself up to partnering with Spirit. I invite God into my life.
I invite God into my life.
And trust that my good
and trust that my good
has no bounds.
My life overflows.
My life overflows with joy.
With joy, peace,
compassion and love.
A
Buddhist reflection: if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them,
and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May
those that challenge me be happy.
May
they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful. May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention: I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing. So my beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday Souls today, just to remind you that we'll have our 10 at 10 as normal on Thursday, our 10-minute midweek top-up. My rumination for you, Rumi says, I am in you, and I am you. No one can understand this until he has lost his mind. My closing benediction: may the mind of God always guide us. May we always remember the life of God that flows through us. May we always align with the power of God that abides in us. May the joy of God always uplift us. May we always allow the strength of God to renew us. And may the beauty of God always inspire us. May we always know wherever we are, God is, and that all is well. So my closing song for you today is my fave of the week. It's by Hillsong Worship, and it's entitled
who you say I am. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy that as much as I do. So, loves, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you on Thursday, as always, for our 10 at 10. Peace and blessings.